Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangerous.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Unprivileged AF. How y'all doing tonight?
Good evening. Doing very well.
Truly blessed and highly favored.
That's good. That's good.
I like that. Hey, Janelle's brother.
That's me.
So everybody knows now, right?
Yeah.
As if they just didn't
in case
know
people
before.
Are trying to
know before, right?
Because I don't want people to be like, oh, they look cute together. You know how people be trying to match people up. Wow, they kind of be, you know, they make perfect couple. Nah, just gotta let them know. No, but it ain't that one. Maybe the chef, but not me and Janelle, Miss J. The chef and Miss J, maybe. Or DA and Miss J, but not me.
I'm good.
Yeah. Well, here we are back at it again for another week. This short week this week. How was y'all's holiday?
Mine was actually pretty nice. I have not been home to Chicago in almost a year and a half because of COVID. So I've been laying low. But I did go to Chicago this past weekend because I had a cousin who got married and I didn't want to miss that. And I wanted to go see my granny. My granny is 89 years old. Right. I posted a picture of her, me and her on Facebook the other day. But let me tell you, you know, after, you know, older people, after a certain age, they don't care what comes out their mouths. They will just say whatever. And that's what I love when I'm sitting with her for a few hours talking to her, because it is she don't care. So I have to tell you what my grandmother said to me. One of the things she said, I was telling her that my birthday was coming up. I said, Granny, my birthday coming up next week. And I told her how old I was going to be. She was like, what? And I said, yeah. She said, she thought my sister was my age. I said, no, she's older. And I was telling her how old my sister was. And she thought we were the same age. And she said, you niggas getting old. And I said, dang, grandma. But she is funny. She is just so funny. And I say all that to say, look, if you have elderly people in your lives, man, check on them. Spend time with them. I hate that, you know, that I don't see her as much as I would love to see her. And because she has a little bit of a hearing impairment, I don't really get to talk to her other than in person. And so that's the thing, you know, and I really miss that when I'm around her. It's amazing. I just stay for a few hours and just sit with her and watch old shows and just it's the funniest thing. So spend time with those elders in your lives. The stories that they will tell you, the things that they will confess to at a certain point is funny. But yeah. Mm. I had an awesome and then I ate really good because I was in Chicago, of course. Yes. I sent my brother some of the pictures of the things that, you know, some of our hometown favorites, but I ate good. I ate more than I probably should have eaten. And so I'm trying to get my life back right now because I ate too much. But
so you was being a fat girl over the weekend.
Yep, sure was. And loving it, smacking, licking my fingers and everything. It was great.
Well, all right, then.
You blend right in.
Yeah.
To second what Janelle's saying, I can't wait. I mean, I'll wait. But I can't wait till I get to around 80 so I could just be like hanging out in Target and then with my stuff hanging out my zipper when I just while some 30-year-old women walking past and they could just because they're going to be like, oh, sir, it's OK. Or put it back in. But if you do that right now, they're going to think you some type of pervert junk or something like that. You know, but when you older, they just say, oh, it's all right. Even though I know what the devil I'm going to be doing, you know, walking into the women's changing room. stuff like that. I can't wait.
All right. Well, I guess we can. I don't know where DA is. I don't know if he's joining us tonight. He might be working. He hasn't said anything. Christy is in the air.
All right.
On our way home.
Do it.
So,
be safe.
You know, so if everybody who's watching, if you got something you want to say, want to get off your chest, feel free. Leave it in the comments and we'll address it.
Yes.
So I guess, Janelle, you don't have an unpopular opinion tonight.
You know, I keep an unpopular opinion.
Where at?
I pull it out of my ass. I told you that before.
All right.
I wanted them to know.
Hey, I ain't got no shame in my game. I'm not going to hide. That's what I've been saying. Yes. Yes. But I thought that I really felt I wasn't feeling too inspired today because I've just it's been the longest short week ever. I just can't wait
for this
week to be over. So I wasn't really feeling all that inspired. There's been a lot going on. But
really?
Yes. But I guess I do have an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
See, I've never let you down.
All right, hold that.
That's my opinion!
And it is.
So, I don't know. I may have a couple, but I'll start with one that's probably not all that funny. Not that I ever really try to be funny at all, but you know, in East St. Louis this past weekend, there was a little girl that was 3 years old that was in her bed sleeping that was shot in the projects and killed, shot in the head, I believe, and killed. And so here's the thing, you know, while this tends to happen in a lot of urban cities, and it happens quite frequently, as a matter of fact, y'all need to start telling on Poo Poo and Ray Ray's little funky asses, because here's the thing, you know, with all y'all, I mean, think about it. We know, not we, because I wasn't there, but y'all know, like, people know who the fuck shot that baby. People actually know who did this. Y'all do know. People know. Y'all need to come up off that bullshit, because if that happened to you, if that happened to your child, you would want some sort of justice for that, because that makes no fucking sense to be. I thought drive-bys were done. I thought they stopped doing that shit in the 90s. I don't know. I mean, I must not be hip to drive-bys. I really thought that shit was played out. But apparently it's not. And you know that little motherfucker that's living in your basement who ain't got a motherfucking job, sitting around smoking weed all fucking day, and he up as a street urchin all night long, is out doing street shit. And you know this. You know, Big Mama know this, because she harboring a fucking fugitive. Big Mama know it. His raggedy ass mama know it. Everybody know this motherfucker ain't shit, ain't got no job, but all he got are some motherfucking guns, is he's a bitch. And most of these why out here shooting our bitches. It's a lot of male bitches out here, and this is the type of shit they do. And I'm like, I hope you feel real good about yourself shooting a 3-year-old in the head and killing that baby and taking somebody's child away from them. I hope you feel good about that. As a matter of fact, I don't know how you could have blood, you know, pulsing through your veins and feel good about that shit. But then again, it's a lot of motherfuckers out here who don't have a conscience, because y'all ain't shit. Your mom ain't shit. Your grandmama probably ain't shit either, because that's why you ain't shit, because they never expect anything of you, because they're fucked up, and you're a fucked up person too, to allow something like that, to raise a motherfucker like that. You're a fucked up person. If that's a friend of yours, if that's someone that you associate with, you're really fucked up. Because I cannot imagine the life that we continue to live where motherfuckers don't care. It's one thing, if you don't care about your neighbor, that's fine. If you won't speak to the motherfucker, that's fine. But damn, you take the life of a child away, anyone's life. But particularly, I get particularly motherfucking hot when it's a child, a fucking 3-year-old. That baby ain't even been a head start yet, let alone pre-K, kindergarten, whole life ahead of her. And now the child is gone because your bitch ass want to be out playing with guns. So there's my rant on that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave my other rant alone, because I need to let that shit marinate, because I'm still pretty hot about it.
Go ahead.
You spoke. You were correct. I think the only thing you might have missed out is you kind of labeled it just towards the women. the mamas, the grandmamas, and so forth, but they're males, you know, and they're not asexual. There's where the males in the household, they got to help stabilize. And whether it's a nuclear home or it's two parenting, it has to be involved. And that goes to what you guys talked about before. People are just hooking up and getting pregnant and have babies to have babies. And Chris Rock said it before, roaches have kids. That ain't no accomplishment. It's what you do after the kids are born. And I just feel bad because, you know, we hear, you know, I watch the news every night, and it does sadden me that there are children that are dealing with this stress. You know, we had an 11-month-old that was just murdered by some random guy who thought God was talking to him, shot up. And then another 11-month-old where the two parents just basically starved and abused him. He was 11 months but weighed 13 pounds. There's so much violence towards kids. And then you add on the random acts. We want to say it's random, but it's constant acts of violence that they might be targeting someone else, but bullets don't have any name. And it's just unfortunate. People should take a step back, because none of this stuff is worth it. There was a time you said, I shoot that fool, but you got to realize I'm not risking my happiness and my life just so that person cannot be alive, unless it's a life or death situation for me. And it's just so disheartening.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is disheartening. And, you know, I feel like this no snitching code, I mean, it has to stop. I've been saying that since Officer Dorn was killed, you know, since before that, you know, everybody don't want to, you know, you got all these people that don't want to snitch and don't want to say anything, but until it happens to somebody in your family, you're going to want somebody to say something. Now, I've heard people say that I still wouldn't want nobody to snitch. I find a motherfucker myself. No, you ain't going to find nobody. You ain't going to find that person. Because guaranteed that person is going to be laying low for the next few days or weeks. They either going to be in the left town, you know, and you just going to be left out there with a loved one that's gone. And you can't do nothing. And you have no answers. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got to do better, people. We got to do better. You know?
Yes, we do. And then to add to that, to add to that, when, you know, we think about, especially in these urban areas where a lot of, obviously, people are majority Black that live in certain communities, you got to think about the trauma that these kids are experiencing. Like, they have PTSD and it's untreated. Like, these are the kids that are going inside of these teachers' classrooms every single day. And when they're acting out like that, that's generally a cry for help. And they have all this untreated, you know, these untreated psychological issues that are impeding an education for them. And then they act out in a classroom and then they end up getting suspended or expelled and other things that go along with that. And then a life spirals out of control. I mean, there's so many things, so many layers that contribute to the blight of a community. But then, you know, we're quick to, you know, blame, you know, white society about some of the troubles that are experienced. And, you know, it can be attributed to some of that too. But we end up doing a lot of that to ourselves and our own communities, especially if, you know, we can't even take control of, you know, the violence, or at least turning people in for shooting a 3-year-old in her head and killing her and taking away the future for that child. And then, the future that the parents expected of that child too. And you're right, James, I wasn't leaving the men out and now holding them accountable. But part of the problem is they ain't shit either. So, you know, 9 times out of 10, they got an ain't shit daddy who ain't done shit for them. They have no relationship with ain't shit daddy. And that's probably, you know, that's probably a good thing too. So it's just hard. And who do you blame for that? We can go back decades and talk about the nuclear family, you know, how Franklin D. Roosevelt's plan for America fucked that up by, you know, giving public aid. We can go on and on. But bottom line is that shit's old and it's tired right now. And we fucking suck as a community, you know, for a large part. I just had to say that.
You're right. I mean, you talk about snitching. That was always, I mean, we live by so many stupid codes. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are things to turn your head from. And then there are things to report, murder, robbery, you know, some type of theft. But if I see a man selling loose cigarettes or weed on the corner, I'm not snitching on him. He ain't affecting me. He's selling weed to people, or maybe even selling opioids to these soccer moms in the suburbs that come down to the west side and get some drugs. But if you see somebody, let's say that he ain't edging his yard correctly, you know, you don't snitch on that. You don't snitch on little petty stuff. But yeah, come on now. Y'all know what to snitch on.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Janelle. We hopefully we'll get some feedback from that from my viewers. James.
Oh, it's a sad one right now.
Oh, it's no.
All right.
A sad release of the Kraken.
It's a different one. I'm going to go different.
All right, here we go.
Release the Kraken.
All right. For months, or for the time I've been releasing the Kraken and kind of airing out my issues with people. And the one thing I realized, I've been learning with the help of Chris, with mental health, as well as my sister, you know, I use these weeks that we get on air as therapy. I really do. And over the past couple months, I've been more into self-care and self-preservation, because as a 48-year-old black man, I want to be here at least another 40 more years. That would make me 88, you know, and I know that's probably about 19 years past the life expectancy of a black man, but I'm going to try. So one step of mental health and self-care is to be honest with yourself. And I've been doing a lot of different things. I started going to the doctor. And right now I'm kind of good. I'm not great, but I'm good. And then about 3 weeks ago, I started going to a chiropractor and getting adjusted, and I've been feeling great. I mean, my nerves, everything is better. So I've been doing more reflection, and I'm releasing the Kraken on myself, because I don't do everything that I'm supposed to do. For me, I'm not saying what I'm supposed to do in the opinion of everybody else. And there are things that I'm bad with, whether it be my diet, whether it be me vaping. You know, I use vaping as an excuse because I stopped smoking cigarettes decades ago, and I stopped smoking Black and Miles decades ago. So, but I still have a vice, and my vice is vaping, and my vice is bread. My vice is sugar. My vice is anything that's sweet like candy. I love it. And I've been trying to eliminate that stuff, and I hate it. I was watching a couple videos this week. Cute little black girl, and she's with her dad. And a couple ones. And even there was even one with a Latino girl with her dad. And I looked at the comments. So I said it was cute, and it was all kind of women talking about how fine the daddy was and how they wouldn't mind, you know, being her stepmom and all kind of stuff. And I'm sideways hating a little bit. And I said, I need to get back to that level of where if I decide to make any videos with my daughter, they go viral, not because of my daughter, but because all these horny ass moms want to do me. So I figured I have to get in better shape. And I've been working on that. And I'm using this segment to just be honest with people and tell them, hey, I'm tired of not being the best that I can be. And I talk, and I'm not one without faults. I want to make sure that I let everybody know when I talk shit about people, my head is correct. I be a dead on honest with them. They fucking up. I ain't fucking up nowhere near them. However, I'm trying to say by this time next year, I'm going to be even more fine than I am now. I'm fine, but I'm that hot dude that kind of just let it go. I can still walk around Target and Walmart and get the heads rolling and checking me out. But I want to be able to go everywhere and have everybody checking me out. And that's pretty much it. I'm being honest with myself. And it's kind of hard to be honest with yourself, because I don't think a lot of people are honest with themselves as far as what they want to do and how they want to do it. But I'm telling y'all, I don't give a damn. I'm going to, if I say some things, and then I can let y'all hold me accountable. I'm just going to try to be the best me that I possibly can. And I wish everybody in the motherfucking world would be the best that they possibly can, instead of just talking about being the best. Everything takes work. I think I'm done on that. Now I don't want to go too deep.
Yeah. You know, I feel you on that. You know what? We all need somebody to help hold us accountable for our actions. And, you know, I definitely feel you on that whole health issue situation thing, because, like, you know, it's no secret I have diabetes and I still eat much sugar. You know, I'm addicted to Hostess, you know. You know, got to get my Twinkies, cupcakes, honey buns, you know.
Not the Twinkies.
But you know what? It's always been said sugar is addictive and it's hard to let it go.
It's my crack. I mean, if I didn't have a mouth, I'd probably be snorting sugar. I probably would.
Yeah. So. It's hard. It is a very, very hard process to just let go of the sugar. And you hear people say, you know, the zero sugar drinks are good for you. No, they're not. Because they're either using aspartame or sucralose, which are known to cause cancer. You know, so you drink, and that's another thing. I got to get off soda. I drink plenty of water, but I got to get off soda. And it's hard because, see, like, I drink these Diet Pepsis. I drink Diet Pepsi like a mug. And if I go a day without it, I start having caffeine withdrawals and my head starts hurting. You know, it's hard getting off that caffeine as well, because, you know, like I said, your head starts hurting and everything. So, but I think it's all mental. You got to get that mental stability to get going. And it's a lot of stuff I got to do. And, you know, so I got a lot of work on myself to do.
I think, I didn't want y'all to be honest. What I want y'all to understand, it's not that it's about health for me. What I'm trying to say is I'm trying to pick out the shit that's bothering with me. Like, say, for instance, it's not about health. For me, it is. In my mind, I'm perfect in every other sense of the word. I just don't have a six pack.
God.
But what I'm trying to say is, well, I'm being honest. What I'm trying to say is there are people with perfect bodies and fucked up heads. Whatever your issue is, be honest with yourself and work on it. I ain't saying you got to conquer it, but if you're trying to tackle it, if you're grabbing it, if instead of avoiding it. So it ain't about us being, like, say, for instance, I'm just throw this out there, Chris. I don't know if this is true or not, but let's just play hypothetics. Let's say Miss Janelle, she likes to be right all the time. Maybe she would need to work on that. You know, something like that.
Well, that right there is a fact.
I know that's right. I'm just trying to be nice.
Y'all both can suck it. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Anyway.
And that's all it was.
Yeah. Well, Chris, do you like pickles? You like pickles?
I love pickles. And I drink pickle juice.
No, I wasn't. I mean, I wasn't going to just mention pickle juice because I actually love pickles myself. But I was asking because, you know, if you like pickles, they tend to, and especially pickle juice, they kind of stave off your appetite a little bit. But there are so many benefits to drinking pickle juice, but just eating pickles like you. And if you like the type of snacks that provide a crunch or something like that, after you mm-hmm. start eating certain things for a while, you lose your taste for sweet stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like if you don't bring it in your house, but then you just start eating other stuff, you kind of lose the taste for it. Cause I mean, like Jay, I like sweet stuff too, but it's like, man, I don't want nothing sweet. Like I would rarely eat anything that's sweet, but that's cause I kind of trained myself, you know, to not crave sugar anymore. And like your thing with caffeine, that's another thing. Like if you just start making the only thing you drink water, then you limit all those other options. You don't have those options like the soda thing or using those artificial sweeteners and stuff like that. It's like the more water you drink, like I don't even, other than liquor, and I'm not going to tell that lie. Now I do have alcoholic, you know, beverages in my home. I was about to say I don't buy any other thing to drink but water, but then that would be a lie. I drink water, but I drink liquor too. So mm-hmm. outside of the wines and you know the do say
though, right?
That what's up?
That hard stuff like brown liquor.
Depends on what type of day I done had, because I'm liable to do that as well. I'm liable to get a little gutter with my beverage as well if I need to. But generally, no, I don't. I try to stay.
And I mean, I've gone a week minus bread, and that includes, you know, I love a nice hoagie sandwich, sub sandwich, and pizza. I haven't had anything with bread, pancakes, waffles, nothing, toast for a whole week so far. And the only thing I could say is when I was talking to a guy about his soda addiction, the only thing I said is when you've drinking so much pop that it just becomes something that it's not enjoyable. I'm not saying to stop, but for me, I might have some Coke or some Mountain Dew once a week, but it tastes even better than if when I used to have it once a day or a couple times a day. Say on a Friday night, I would go get a pizza and get me something to drink. And I say, wow, this Coke is outstanding. But I use that as my day to drink. I still drink all kind of water, a little juice, but I kind of set aside certain days. I don't stop drinking, Bob. I just don't drink it every day.
Yeah. I drink a Pepsi every night. Of course, you know, they make it hard at work because they don't have a cafeteria that serves drinks. You know, all they got is vending machines, and it's like you walking into a Quick Trip.
Can I add this, like, full disclosure? Like, I'm far from, you know, being perfect when it comes to what I eat and my diet and all that. I strive to do very well. But let me tell you, I full disclosure, and I don't know if you know what this is, Chris, but I don't know if it's the St. Louis area thing or East St. Louis area, but this gentleman that I work with on Friday, he was like, hey, what you doing for lunch today? And I was like, I don't bring my lunch, right? But I generally bring my lunch every day. But Friday, I was like, I didn't bring anything because I knew I was leaving to go to Chicago, whatever. So he was like, hey, he said, I'm going out and I'm going to Big Mama's. You want a cooter? And I was like, a what? A who? What's a cooter?
You know what I mean? News to me.
I know what a cooter is. Right.
I think I know what a cooter is too, James, but
no. No. So this barbecue restaurant here has something called a cooter, and it's a right. He showed me a picture of it, and it was a bun, right? But it mm-hmm. had in between mm-hmm. the bun, it was supposed to be pulled pork, cheese fries with green onions on it and barbecue sauce. And so I'm like, well, first of all, I don't do the pork and I rarely eat any meat at all. But he was like, oh, they got pulled chicken. And I was like, oh no. I was like, I don't even eat cheese fries. No, I said, don't even make no sense the way he described it to me. Then he showed it to me and I looked at it and I was like, I said, you know what? If you get it, you know, can you eat it too? Because I'll just taste it. You know, I figure I just taste it. Oh my God, what did I do that for? First, I didn't really eat the bun because that was like too much. He gave it, it weighed, I kid you not, it had to be at least 6 pounds. I was like, dude, take half of this off of here. I sent my brother a picture of it. I was like, you got to see this thing. It's unfreaking real. It, I'm telling you, it was amazing. Basically, death on a bun. It was just death. Mm-hmm. Like, how many ways we need to think of to die? We don't need any more ways to kill ourselves. This one is a heart attack. It's just a heart attack. And yeah. So, I didn't even eat my half. I only ate, like, a small portion of it. And then I say something late. But when I tell you, that thing was amazing. It's amazing. It's the worst. It's the worst type of food that tastes the best. But you got to condition and train. So, and then treat yourself to something every now and then. So I think maybe once a month I'm getting me a cooter.
Hey, you know what? I can one-up you on that. Have you ever had a Luther burger?
I don't know what that is.
A Luther burger. It was basically coined on the Boondocks. And it just became popular, you know. On the Boondocks, there was a restaurant, and they said Luther Vandross came in and ordered this sandwich. And basically, it's just the hamburger with, it's basically just a hamburger with where the bun is a sliced Krispy Kreme donut.
Yes.
And no. I'm gonna tell you.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's the perfect blend of sweet and sour, sweet and salty. You gotta try one.
No, I'm good. I'm definitely good on a burger.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, you probably don't. Yeah, you say you don't eat that much meat, but I mean, James, if you get a chance, I don't know if any places around you may sell it. But I mean, it's easy to make at home. But what you want to do is when you get that Krispy Kreme donut and slice it, you want to kind of like put the bread part on the grill for a little bit to crisp it a little bit, yeah. And put the glaze part down on the burger.
Okay.
So that you can hold it, you know, so you ain't getting glaze and crap all over your fingers and everything. But dog, you gotta try it. You gotta try it. It's called Luther Burger.
I mean, I've seen that on my show Carnival Eats because I watch the Food Network, and yeah, I've been wanting to try one of them. I just can't wrap my mind off of a 6 pound cooter. I was like, that can't be bad.
I sent you a picture of it.
But no, I know the glazed burger. Right now, we haven't, you know, in Orlando, unless somebody could correct me, I haven't found a place where I can get a real guilty, sloppy obsession going. This is not the place for straight up food. But I could be wrong. I haven't been everywhere. I just haven't found those places to satisfy any guilty pleasure.
You usually don't think of Orlando as a foodie destination.
Nah. Absolutely. No, it's not. It's not. I mean, don't get me wrong. It ain't going to stop me from putting on this weight, but yeah.
Yeah. Did you happen to catch Dame Drops' show on Netflix?
I didn't see on Netflix, but I watch him on YouTube. I've seen him go to places. I just don't like the way he holds his pinky finger.
that
you notice what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. I
mean, he might be cool and all, but you don't have to be that extra.
You know, he did come to St. Louis and went to Sweet Art. Sweet Art is a
it's a black owned and vegetarian.
Yeah, place. Vegetarian restaurant. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
The woman who owns it is the wife of Kababi, who's a local artist in St. Louis, local painter. You've seen his work. You've seen Kababi's work. His work has been published everywhere. Print. He went to Paisley Park, painted a mural. Prince commissioned him. He painted the Rainbow Children CD cover.
Okay.
That was it, you know. So, but yeah, that's his wife, you know. So that's why it's called Sweet Art. So she does desserts and, you know, vegan food. And she made him this chicken sandwich, but it was made from cauliflower.
Mm.
So, and so I haven't had a chance to get over there. It's in South St. Louis. So,
oh, you've never been to Sweetheart?
No, I haven't had a chance to get over there.
Very, very.
I know where it is, though. I know where it is, though. I had just haven't had a chance to get in there. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, all right, let's get into the topic. Let's get into the topic, which was, let's see, this was James's idea. And misinformation and social media. What you got on that, man? So bring us into the fold.
Okay. You know, this is my opinion, and it's very popular. Social media is awesome. It really is. It connects things and people together. People are so connected. However, the downfall of social media is everybody has a platform, i.e., look at us. And people don't use that platform for the right things. And I think the proliferation of all this social media is causing people to just say anything, pull anything out there behind. And then if they can get one or two people to go with it, then three or four people will follow after that. And then it'll just create a landslide. See what happened on January 6th of this year. Or why you still got people thinking that Trump stole the election, or the guy that went and killed the pizza guy in D.C. Remember that when they thought they was hovering, they was child molesters and pedophiles, mm-hmm. and stuff. You know, because people believe anything they want. Or when you hear, you know, rumors get started and it could damage someone's career, whether it be canceling or whether it's just starting a rumor on somebody just to shut them out. I think individuals create a platform just to run their mouth. Like the woman, God dog it, I had it with me, but she was lying, stating that people that they was robbing her, and they came to find out the TikTok lady wasn't being robbed and wasn't being jacked, and she was just making all that stuff up. But that stuff was making the news. That's the bad thing. And I'd mm-hmm. have to look that article up. And I just don't like that people have a platform and they just put any BS on it. Just like I follow a lot of sports stuff, and they'll say, you know, Deshaun Watson, the Texas quarterback, has been arrested and will be sentenced to such and such. And they make their little page look official, like it came from an ESPN source. So people will take that and then it goes viral. And then they have to put, you know, things like ESPN or CBS had to put out a statement like, hey, that ain't true. There's no such story of that nature. So those are the things we got to be careful of.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
In today's society, in this age of information, if you don't know how to do research for yourself and find out what's true and what's not, then you don't need to be on social media. You don't need to be on the internet, because, you know, I've gotten to the point to where I'm tired of, you know, I see people post things all the time, and, you know, I used to go to every page. That's false. That ain't true. That's not true. Now, you know what? I'm just tired now, and I just let people post what they want to post, because they're going to post it anyway. It's been said that, you know, people like the lie, but more than they like the truth anyway. Yes. And people are going to take the lie and run with it. You know, that's just, I guess that's human nature now, you know, mm-hmm. because the lie is more exciting. So, yeah, so I think this whole misinformation thing and people spreading it, something has to be done to kind of regulate, you know, the social media apps like Facebook and everything. They're all trying their best to weed out, but they can only do so much, you know. But again, like I said, you know, if you don't have the wherewith to look it up and find for you and research it for yourself to find out the truth, then, because like that like that one where they were used to say that Michael Jordan owned prisons. You know, that's why he can't be trusted with the black community because this nigga owned prisons and everything. That ain't Michael Jordan, the basketball player. You know, so you know what I'm talking about, James.
I remember that people was going in, man. Stuff like that.
They was going in on MJ, you know, but yeah, so people don't do the research themselves, you know, and it's sad.
Well, it breeds laziness.
Yeah. You know, you see it posted and hey, people run with it. You know, I used to like that joke used to go. It used to be funny. What was it? A Verizon commercial where the guy was like, you can't post it on the internet if it's not real.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, that's sad because, you know, a lot of people believe that, you know, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what's sad? Sadly, people tend to, like, if they see an article, if they see some sort of post, you know, that comes in a timeline, they just share. You know, I rarely share other people's posts. And when I do mm-hmm. share something, I always vet it. And mostly, you know, me being the person that I am and what I do, I try to teach others to ensure that, you know, you get your information from a credible source. And then if you want to have argument, you have to have good evidence to support it, whatever. And so you always have to be concerned by credible sources. So if I see something that seems like, you know, very sensationalized, I'm going to look it up before I share it, if I actually do share it. And but that's a large part of our problem, that so many people just, it's so easy just to put the share button. You can click on the share button, and next thing you know, you just shared a whole lie or some other crazy conspiracy theory. I mean, you look at COVID. I mean, look how it ravaged the black community within the first few months of it, in, you know, first few months of 2020. And one of the main reasons that it probably ravaged the black community, because, I mean, somebody said on our show, you know, how black people were immune to it, you know, because of our genes, that black people, and I know everybody on this panel heard that before, that the black people were immune to it, because they know, because over in Africa, they did studies that black people were immune to it. And guess what community, you know, got hit the hardest with the virus? Us, because so many of us did not take it seriously, because we didn't mm-hmm. need to wear masks. We didn't have to stop hanging out in groups and all, because we were immune to somehow to this virus, as if, you know, people forget that race is a social construct. It's like, our genes aren't superhuman genes. They're no different than anyone else's genes. Anyone susceptible to it is susceptible to it. It doesn't matter what your race is. But that false narrative got put out there really early on. And it just, and that virus just spreads so much. I guarantee you that's why how our community got hit the hardest, because of ignorance. Ignorance kills. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was checking when the virus was first hitting. I didn't spread any of that stuff on social media, but I was like, hey, Africa looking pretty good. Europe is getting effed up.
Yep.
I was thinking, I said, hey, black people might be all right with this. I don't know. But I didn't get it off. And then when that thing started rolling, I said, oh, shoot, here they go. But that ain't true.
Right.
Black people getting effed up.
Left and right.
Just anything out there that can kill people, black people get it the worst, you know.
Yeah.
Regardless of what issue it is, black people get that disease or ailment the worst.
Yeah. So let's hear from our viewers. I mean, what do you guys think? What are your thoughts on the misinformation in social media? I mean, leave your comments, you know. Talk to us. Let us know. Let us know we're not just here talking to each other.
We actually are right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, they going, so you know, we do it for the love, and they will grow to love us. As long as we're loving it and sending out this beautiful energy. Yes.
Yeah.
That part. And you know what? Something else is like, you know, doesn't help with this whole media thing. Like, damn TikTok. Oh my God. Like, I know grown adults, kids alike that are just held hostage by TikTok all day. Like my students frequently ask me, because you know, like you seen this on TikTok? You know, so I'm like, let me tell you something. I refuse to go down TikTok rabbit hole because it's like endless information. I believe there's some good stuff there, but the scary part is there's a lot of misinformation there too, and unfortunately, people don't have a discerning eye where they're able to tell the difference between the two because they found it on TikTok. Just TikTok. Like, really, is it just hearing TikTok? Does that sound educational? But actually, but there are some good stuff there. But I have to tell you that I have never, ever sat and, you know, like scroll through TikTok. I made a recipe one time from TikTok because a friend of mine, you know, texted me. Oh, it was fire. It's this pasta dish. You can laugh. That thing, fire. I make it to this day. I made it for your sister when she was here a couple months ago. But anyway, it is really a really, really good dish. But I did not go to TikTok looking for someone to send it to me. I don't want to get caught up in that phone and being on TikTok all damn day. But I know some people in my life who are TikTok hostages. You know,
yeah,
and as well as my students. So there's that.
Yeah, there have been times when, you know, there have been a couple of times where I've been on TikTok and it's like 4 hours to pass and you're like, what?
See?
What time is it? Oh, damn, I've been on this damn shit that long. Yeah, it can be addictive watching stuff, you know.
It's a weapon of mass distraction. I know that the good thing with me and one of my ills is I ain't got time for that. I have, if it ain't where some thought is about to drop it and bust it open, I don't pay it. No, never mind. Whether it be on TikTok.
Just one show.
But you know what? That keeps me from having to be a slave to TikTok. I see if somebody send me a video, I look, okay, that she don't look. In the first 3 seconds, I can say she ain't about to do nothing to horse. I'm done. And I get back to what I was doing. But if I see an M&F looking like she about to pull on some lingerie, I say, okay, I get this in 15 seconds. I get him to 15 seconds.
So you're not a slave to TikTok, but you're a slave to Pornhub.
Oh, we already know that. That's what that was.
For y'all, it's Pornhub. For the underground folk, no. Pornhub is too commercialized.
Yeah.
That's like saying
you definitely can't go to OnlyFans now. Oh wait, no. I think OnlyFans reversed that.
What happened with OnlyFans? What did I miss?
They realized
put a ban on the sexual activity on the site, but then all of those people went up in arms about it, and so OnlyFans decided to rescind that ban.
You know, that's some people's full-time job is their OnlyFans page and making money.
Yeah.
Because it's monetized. That's what I'm saying. There's some people that say, I mean, I know a couple people, you know, I won't name anybody, where they don't really work for real, but they get money on OnlyFans.
Let me know the couple people you know. But
you know one. I know you know of one. So okay,
but I want to know another one. And then, Chris, they did not hear the ills of the people. Them fools was checking their bottom line and realized we in a $10 billion industry based straight off of this porn shit. Mm-hmm. We about to lose all kind of money. We going to fold like Tumblr did, you know, or like MySpace and all that. Like, I'm surprised Facebook is still alive, is around. That's why you think Twitter be hopping. Twitter ain't going nowhere because of these thoughts. And the desire for thoughts.
Yeah. Have you just kind of like off topic for a second? Have you seen the video that people was talking about last week by a chick named Suki Hana?
Oh, the video. Yeah. On mute.
Yes. Yeah. The song ain't really hitting, but yeah, you got to watch it on mute. They say it's the new tip drill video.
Yeah, when I saw it, I said, "Oh."
And Nelly, if you're watching, you need to come back and reclaim your throne, bro.
Please do. We should have a challenge. Who could make the most sluttiest, thottest video challenge?
Yeah.
I quit.
Don't do that. And then you're going to have Cardi B and Megan coming out with something.
But I think people got to realize that these are tools. And if it's not taking your time, if it's taking too much of your time away, or realize what you like. If I like sports highlights, I'm going to look at a couple sports highlights. When I see other things sent to me, if it ain't got nothing to do with sports, then you turn away. Don't fall into that rabbit hole. You know? Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Do we have time? Do we have time to this kind of, you know, it loosely ties to this social media thing, but still, you know, I'm an avid watcher. I'm an avid watcher of Catfish, right? I just like, I don't know. I watch it because, and I sit there and I watch it like for the whole hour from the beginning with my mouth just hanging open. I'm like, are you that stupid? Like, I don't understand people. Like, how are you? You meet somebody on Instagram or whatever these apps are they're meeting people on, and you call yourself in a relationship with said person for years on end. You never seem to send the money or whatever, you know, you agree to marry them or whatever you agree to do. Y'all, you talk on the phone maybe, but you text each other a lot or message on Facebook, Instagram, however you do it. But I don't get it. Like, you are not about to string me along for no years on end. I don't do pen pals. That's why I call a texter, a person who want to text your ass all day. You're a motherfucking pen pal. And I would text, but damn it, nah, we're not about to do all that. But then again, I'm not into meeting people. I've never met a person on social media. So that's just my thing. I don't do that. I'm not, no disrespect to anybody who's into online dating, but yeah, no, I don't give no dams. I'm into the old fashioned way. Personally, I still meet people at the grocery store, the gas station, even during COVID with a mask on shit. But I just don't understand how you get taken, you know, by an 86-year-old woman. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how it works. And we're not talking about, you know, elderly who, you know, can get taken advantage of. No, we're talking about younger, savvy people who are in a relationship with somebody that they never met. And they get duped. Like, I don't know. How does it happen? How does it happen? Because they never cease to be, because episodes continue. And they've been been on for years, and they continue to get to get catfished.
These young people are gullible. That falls into the whole misinformation thing. They take what they see and run with it. You know, without doing any research, without doing any background checks, without doing any fact checks. They take it for face value and they run with it.
The moment I hollered, if I did holler at a chick and I say, you know, after a couple minutes of conversation, throw on your video phone camera or whatever, and you say it's broke, I know I ain't messing with you, because either you too broke to go fix it or it ain't really you, because I ain't trying to holler at no girl who got a broke camera phone. Or phone on, you know, camera on her computer, because I need to see what she gonna do to thought shit, you know, what she gonna do to that song, because I'm gonna be having her play it in the background. I want hands on my knee, put that thing hand and do that stuff. I want to see that stuff. And if she ain't ready, oh, my camera broke today, or when she's on camera it's pitch black and all I see is a silhouette, I say, okay, that's goddamn old Taliban right there. Mm-hmm. I ain't fooling up with it.
Right. That's, you know what? That's how I'm kind of, you know, I guess that's why that kind of makes it hard for the, you know, remember the show Catch Predator?
Man, yes. I did not miss To Catch a Predator. That was my show.
And see, that show, the way they did that show then, you can't do that like that now, because it's too many. Everybody wants to be on camera now. So who sits in the chat room nowadays? Nobody in the chat rooms anymore.
That was my dude.
Yeah.
especially one that show up there, just get butt naked and have a plate of cookies and some beer. They walk into a strange house. Who walks into a strange house naked with a plate of cookies and some beer? I'd be like, and then he comes out. Hey, how you doing, Bob? I said, God, that was must see TV right there.
Right.
I love
creeps. Creeps.
Creeps. I think social media is a good thing, and I think you can meet certain people, but you got to be able to, y'all got to vet each other out. Hey, okay, I see you. I'm a DM you. You DM me, and then let's say we FaceTime each other. It's too much technology for y'all to not be able to. I could look across and I could see you. Like, I know that is you, Janelle. I know that is you, Chris. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe that might not be y'all real name, but that is your voice that I'm hearing in my mm-hmm. head, and I can put two to two together.
Mm-hmm. So, now, remember back in like the 80s, early 90s, you know, they were showing all this new future technology. Oh, you can voice, you'll be able to FaceTime with your loved ones and talk to people on through video and everything. And everybody was so hyped about it. Now we got it. Yeah. And people were like, man, you better not call me on that video messenger on Facebook. I don't answer that thing. I ain't calling you on FaceTime. I ain't doing that video chat. I ain't doing this. Don't try to video chat me. What happened? Everybody wanted to do it when they was talking about it. Everybody was gung-ho for it. Hey, let's do that. Let's get the video chat. Remember when the one MLM company that came out and tried to do it, the Five Links? They was trying to sell the phones, but you had to have one and the other person had to have one so y'all could video call each other and everything. That was a hot item then at the time, and everybody was gung-ho for it. But now it's too easily accessible and don't nobody want to video chat no more.
Because you know,
some people still do. Some people, I guess. So for me, I have at least one friend in particular who lives in another state, and probably at least once a month I need to put eyes on her. You know, I just want to check on her. I mean, we may text and everything, but mm-hmm. I want to put eyes on her. Like, she's just a good friend of mine, and I want to drop in and check on her. And she'll generally mm-hmm. answer my face, and she'll FaceTime me from time to time. So at least a minimum once a month, I will FaceTime her because I feel like I need to, you know, have mm-hmm. a face-to-face mm-hmm. conversation. You know, I drop in on my brother from time to time. I hit him up on the FaceTime because he has one of them Androids, but he uses an iPad. So I know I can hit him up on that. But then again, I figured something out. He also has Duo. I had to like mm-hmm. lower myself and add that app for the Android users so I can do Duo as well. So I have an aunt that be hitting me up on Duo, and it's freaking hilarious. So I'm like, she's like, oh, you got Duo. So my auntie be hitting me up on that, and I have a cousin or so that Duos. But yeah, some of us still will do it. You know, some people like, well, my face, man, I don't wear makeup no damn way. So whatever you see with me is what you're going to get. So I don't care. You can FaceTime me and Duo me any hour of the day, and I'm going to answer. I mean, if I mess with you like that. If I don't answer Duo or FaceTime, because I wouldn't answer my phone if you'd have called, I wouldn't have returned your text. But if someone FaceTimes me, unless I'm in the shower or the bathtub or something, or sleep, I'm going to answer. Although I've answered it laying in the bed asleep too. Probably because it was dark.
James, you FaceTime somebody and this is how you see him?
Yeah.
This is how the whole time.
A few times.
That's real suspect. That's real suspect.
Hey, right. for them people being catfish, they don't even give you that much.
Right.
They don't even give you that much.
I wonder, like, what is in your brain? Like, what's like missing with you in your life to where you accept an excuse for somebody over and over again? First off, I don't know. I can't be connecting with people on social media, but let's say I happen to, you know, meet me someone on social media like that. I just cannot imagine, you know, to be strung along for days on end, let alone weeks and years on end without having, you know, seen a person. All we do is mess. I don't do pen pals. I didn't do pen pals when the shit was popular. So I can't do a pen pal now. Like, I'm just saying, is this something wrong? Like, do they have low self-esteem? Like, what is the issue where you call yourself all in love with somebody that you have never personally met?
I am not a trained psychologist, but what I know in the psychological mind, people want to believe the good in people, that they have a desire. Every person has a desire to want to believe the good in people.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. All right.
I think that ship has sailed. The believing in the good in people ship has sailed.
Obviously not. Catfish doing numbers.
All right. So what's the takeaway?
Social media is going to be here, and they're going to be good and bad. You got to know how to weed out what's good and bad, and what is your belief system? What do you believe in? Don't listen to everybody else's opinions. What do you believe in? Some might be right and some might be wrong, but what do you believe in?
Exactly.
And thoughts keep on thought. Y'all are for the culture.
Oh my God.
You're doing God's work on earth.
They for the streets.
Thank you.
All right. Pardon words.
My pardon word is, do not be afraid or look around and get rid of something that you do not like. Just get rid of it. It don't matter what it is. It could be in the car, the garage, the house, inside your body, in your pants pockets, in your drawer. Find something and just get rid of it, because all it's doing is taking up space.
Amen.
Okay. All right. I don't know that I really have parting words that are as, you know, introspective or deep as James just now. Cause you know, it's my birthday weekend coming up. Hey, so it's my birthday. I'm gonna be turning up. That's all I'm gonna say is, hey, shout out for me, cause it's my birthday.
Love it.
And I'm gonna be in the streets of St. Louis. There's an outdoor music festival. It's called, you know, Music at the Intersection. So it's a 3-day music festival, and that's where I'm going to be for the whole weekend.
I know about Music at the Intersection.
You know inside what? Don't even explain. Don't do it.
Right between the Y.
Don't do it.
That'd be music, boy.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Mine is just love each other, be good to each other. And again, just live your life, fact checked, and live your life. and guess what, y'all? What? It's week 1. Football season is on us now.
Who cares?
And the Cowgirls gonna get their asses beat tomorrow night.
I ain't gonna lie. This is one of the rare times that I am rooting for the Cowboys. I ain't gonna lie. I'm rooting for them. I do not like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers anymore. They basically Patriots South. So I'm rooting for the Cowboys, and that's rare. But I'm rooting for them. And they're going to piss me off, and I'm going to hate them again come Friday.
Well, I hope my team, Kansas City, puts a hurting on Cleveland.
I hope so, too.
On Sunday. So week 1. Tell you what, make your picks week 1, leave them on the page, on the Facebook page. And we'll see how everybody did.
I predict the Bears are going to be 0-1 because we playing the Rams on the come out. So I'll be pleasantly surprised if we win, but I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Illinois lost to University of Texas San Antonio over the weekend. Had me all pissed.
Yeah.
They lost to UTSA.
I ain't gonna lie, UTSA was looking kind of good. They weren't ready, but
when
still,
did UTSA
it was UTSA.
Get a squad. Where have I been?
They've been open. Their football program been alive for 11 years now. It's still
okay. I know when I was living in there, they did not have a squad. I'm just okay.
Yeah. All right. On that, we're gonna say thank you, everyone who tuned in and watched us this evening. Again, as usual, you have questions, comments, topic suggestions, email us at unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com. Inbox us on our Facebook page. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And as always, if you are feeling generous, feel free to send us any amount of donation that you want to send. You can send $1, $0.50. It don't matter. But just hit that Cash App and help us out. Help us keep the show going. All right. In the meantime, in between time, have a good night. And we will see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Good night, people.